Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Our guy Marquise Pouncey, he says all this media stuff and questions and all that, he doesn't have a whole lot of time for it.
Bro, we're still a great team. Like, that doesn't matter to us. Nothing in the outside world, nothing is said in the media. We laugh. We got to come in here and answer it politically right to you guys, but, man, we're sitting at the house laughing. Like, that's funny.
Anything particularly funny?
It's all entertaining to me. It is all is. I love it. Fake news.
Okay. It's all fake news. Well, one news station is not funny to Ben Roethlisberger, and that's ESPN, because Stephen A. Smith said he should retire. That's how bad he is. Here's what Ben said to Jeremy Fowler,
right,
who works for ESPN, yes, and is embedded with the Steelers. So here's Ben and Jeremy Fowler having a nice go.
Some players use that outside talking as motivation. What do you do with it?
Ignore it, especially your network. No offense to you, though, Jeremy.
All right, and then Jeremy followed up, and this wasn't a follow-up. This was actually a little earlier in the questioning. Jeremy asked about Ben's confidence.
Two Super Bowls, 100 and some wins, 300 and some, you don't even know my stats, but doing this, playing this game longer than you've probably been covering it.
Wow.
Wham. So, Josh, do these guys, no matter what they say, I don't pay attention, they pay attention.
They pay attention. Someone in their circle pays attention. They get every single thing said, written, talked about. It gets right back to them. One of the reasons why I hate Smyzik to this day.
Continue.
Yeah.
Continue.
I mean, from when I was playing, I say I didn't pay attention. I read everything.
Why do you hate Smyzik? Wait, forget
Smyzik.
Ben. Why do you hate Smyzik? Go.
Oh, it was amazing. He wrote something my rookie year about you can go to any high school and get a punter like that or something. And I saw that. And I you know, sadly, I mean, I'm not going to say it was true, but it was true at the time. And I was just like, all right, this.
Keep going.
I can't. This is very cleansing, though, I have to admit.
Keep going.
That was the reason. That was it in a nutshell. I'm like, all right, Smyzik. He's dead to me. And that was it. And I just never got over it. To this day. I'm 47, and I don't like him.
What?
Bob's
so he
probably
wrote,
listening right now.
Yes, he is. He wrote how much?
He wrote something at some point that I was the equivalent of a high school punter. And now, granted, with that being said, I did give him ammo for that. I had a terrible rookie year, but you don't want to see that.
There could have been a bond, too. You know,
there wasn't.
But there could have been.
Could have's a strong.
You have that religious bond. That could have been your guy. You could have bonded.
He's probably a member of the Jewish Hall of Fame.
Although
right.
He probably doesn't like me because I have my kids baptized in First Communion.
But you could have seen him down at the JCC.
No, there's
in
a absolutely.
Steam. You could have had a steam with him at the JCC, sitting there talking about life.
Didn't happen. But to the point. We see and read everything when we're playing. We say we don't because we think somehow I'll show them they can't write anything that can get in here. But everything. Belichick, he would find every article in the team we were playing in their town and get stuff and show them. Hey, look, this guy says you're washed up. This team says this and comment. So everything that's set out there, it's gathered and they know about it.
Yeah, I don't care.
Say,
tell me more about Smyzik.
That's it in a nutshell.
He wrote that he could find a high school. Did you just do a Google search for Josh Miller and Smyzik? I could tell.
I have
Jim.
A Smyzik column from 2002.
I could tell he was doing it. You are such. What does it say?
I'm trying to find the part about Josh.
Hit Control F and type Miller. That's it.
Starters might not improve special teams.
Okay.
The part I saw, now I can't find it again. Basically, it was Josh Miller does not punt the ball where he's supposed to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. 25-mile-per-hour crosswind.
Oh, here, I found it right here. You can find a high school punter.
Oh, you got that?
You can find a high school punter in the Whitfield anywhere like Josh Miller. His wife, terrible, ugly. His kids, heathens. Guy's a jerk.
Personal.
No, I'm making this part up.
Right.
You really found that column?
I didn't find that one.
Oh.
The
no,
high school
but it's
punter.
There.
No, I find it says this.
It's somewhere.
This is the Troy Brown.
You know what this is perfect for?
Nor should it be forgotten that at least part of the reason Troy Brown returned to punt 55 yards for a touchdown was because punter Josh Miller, a starter, did not punt the ball where he was supposed to punt
See,
it.
That's not accurate. That right there is a flat-out lie.
The ball was on the wrong
hash. The ball
was
on the left hash. Troy ran out of bounds. We had to redo the play. They put the ball on the right
Correct.
Hash.
It was misspotted.
And I still had to put it to the left side because the team was running there. So the fact that he wrote that, that's just not accurate.
I have been told to this day by people in the Steelers, Bobby April, right?
Yeah, right.
It was his fault. He should have said, well, whoa. There should have been a spectacle made because you came out of a break. and they put the ball in the wrong place. And the eye in the sky was yelling, and someone should have communicated that to the on-field official.
I was telling the official, listen, I'm an angle punter. I was just on the left hash. I kicked it out of bounds. You put it on the right hash. You're wrong. He's like, no, I'm not. I'm like,
because the ball, there was a penalty on the on the play, right?
Yeah, Troy ran out of bounds right away after a 50-something yard punt, which was.
But then you had to punt it again.
Had to punt it again. They put it on the right hash.
On the different hash, right. Yes.
And the team was still going out of bounds left.
Correct.
Which is a tough kick in that weather and that time of year, which I – blew me away that the officiating, no one saw it. I'm yelling at
But it was Bobby April at the time, right?
Ron Zook.
Yeah, that's right. Who it was. The Zucker. He should have made a spectacle and been like, "What? It's his only job." Like,
or maybe even Kevin. Anyway,
it was the special teams coordinator.
Yes, absolutely.
Totally missed it.
I was blowing up. I was yelling at it, and the whole team still had to go that way. So Smizik, not accurate on that.
Oh, please find – this is what the text line is great for, 412-928-9370. Someone will uncover more Smizik v. Miller stuff today. Mm-hmm. Find it, text it, 412-928-9370. No, nobody wants to hear that.
Okay.
Baloney.
I'm upset about the game, Miller said. The things I try to do out there aren't working out, but I'm glad we won. I'm glad I was able to contribute at the end.
What did you find, Producer Matt? Get on the mic real quick. This is great.
There's one from 2002 after a loss of the Patriots.
Yes.
He says Josh Miller was a middle-of-the-pack punter.
Yeah, see?
Oh, my gosh. Smizik had it out for you?
He did. Oh, yeah. He was coming after me.
Are you serious?
You know what, though? Smizik did make it past JV. He was a lineman at Peabody. So
yeah, I can't
yeah,
pull.
So you can't pull the J-saw on Smizik.
Wow. So apparently
he had it out for me. He came hard. He brought it every week for me.
Wow. Well, I mean,
and then things turned around, and it was fine. But that early stages, that left the mark.
Why didn't he like you?
I have no idea.
This is something that this is a revelation.
I know.
Wow. Anyway, I'm blown away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.